Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The recent snow has begun to put another level of stress on the Northwoods deer herd. DNR wildlife biologist Jeremy Holtz in Rhinelander says the most recent state index ending in March put much of the Northwoods below the level that impacts deer. But the heavy snows and the deeper cold at night have likely pushed that index toward the moderate level.
Especially in terms of late winter snowfall, it took us probably over the 18-inch mark in the woods, and it's going to be considered pretty tough on the deer until that snow that we just got starts to reduce again.
Snow depths over 18 inches and temperatures below zero factor into the index. Holt says deer will be looking for food in any place.
They kind of have a winter metabolism and a summer metabolism. In the winter, their body kicks down and lets them eat less food and really process it very effectively, so they can stay healthy with only a little bit of food. But in late March, they start ramping up into their more normal seasonal metabolism, and what that means is they're going to have more food in order to stay alive.
That means they could be eating bark, especially trees with sap or growing buds. He says during the growing season, deer need about 8 pounds of green forage a day. He says in the mildest of winters, about 10% of the deer will die.
And when we get into a moderate winter, we bump that up maybe 10 to 15%. And if we get over moderate to moderately severe, that's where we could see upwards of 20% of the deer population succumbing to the winter.
He says the severity index has moved to very severe in Iron County, and in neighboring Price County, the index is getting into the very severe range. Gas prices are stable for now, but an industry spokesperson says it's likely we're to see more price hikes until Memorial Day. Patrick DeHaan of the website GasBuddy.com says refinery maintenance shutdowns and lower outputs have put pressure on prices.
But don't be fooled. There may be more gas price increases coming in the weeks ahead as refineries finish seasonal maintenance and we continue transitioning to summer gasoline.
Summer gasoline is a different and more costly blend for your vehicle. He says prices here have dropped a couple of cents, though, recently.
Statewide, the average is $2.53. Prices about 3 cents higher in Rhinelander, where prices, it looks like, $2.56 at most stations. That is down. It's actually 2 cents a gallon in the last week. So a little bit of a breather as we continue to transition to summer gasoline. Statewide prices are up about 8 cents a gallon in the last month.
He says global oil prices have leveled for now, and that provided what appears to be a temporary slowdown in the price rises. Foreign oil producers cut back on production last year after a market glut. DeHaan says U.S. oil inventories continue to decline, and that's why a barrel of crude oil is about $13 higher than a year ago. For one Vilas County community, it's an opportunity to put a spark into the economy during what's a traditional slow time for visitors. The 7th annual Phelps Maple Syrup Festival is set for Saturday. Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Celeste Hendrickson says the event helps the community.
This is a really slow time of year for our tourism industry. You know, the restaurants and the resorts are quiet. We don't get a lot of people through town. This brings in anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 people for the day. It highlights our agricultural resources, our heritage, and it really makes Phelps stick in people's minds throughout the year.
The event runs from 8 a.m. till 4 p.m. Phelps Maple Syrup Fest is centered on the grounds of the Phelps School. She says the public can watch tree tapping demonstrations and eat treats at the Maple Cafe. Kids' games and activities are featured along with 70 vendors displaying arts and crafts. She says one feature has been popular.
We have guided bus tours of local sugar bushes. Those are always really popular. 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 o'clock, and 2 p.m. that they leave the school. And you can either get on the bus, take a tour, visit a couple of the different sugar bushes, see where the syrup's made, how it's made, everything like that, or you can pick up a map from the school and guide yourself.
Hendrickson says honey is also featured during the day. More information is at the Phelps Chamber of Commerce website. And former Governor Tommy Thompson was in Wausau Wednesday night to help celebrate the 10th anniversary of the Wisconsin Institute for Public Policy and Service. Before the event, Thompson spoke on a number of topics. Thompson says he was not surprised to see Rebecca Dallet win the state Supreme Court race Tuesday.
I thought Dallet ran a strong campaign. I knew the Republicans were in trouble. I think it's indicative of what's taking place across the country. that there's a Democratic wave. The Democrats are much more energized.
Thompson says he believes Governor Walker will have a tough road ahead getting reelected this fall, but he says the economy could help him. Thompson left the Wisconsin governor's job and became Health and Human Services Secretary under President George W. Bush in 2001. The weather forecast for tonight, look for 50% chance of snow later, cloudy, low near 16. Friday, partly sunny with a slight chance of snow in the morning with a high near 24. And then Saturday, sunny with a high near 27. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.